Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I thought it would be fun to get the Obama phone lady in studio. No one knew who she was. There was that one video. Then she disappeared off the radar screen. Well, she's now down here with us in Austin, Texas. We had a great time last night. I don't want to say you're nervous, but you're real serious now. During the breaks, you've been having, you know, a little bit more fun. I want to go to some phone calls. I want to go to a bunch of Twitter questions, a big stack of them that have also come in here. And I've got a bunch of other points I want to go over with you here today. But you were talking about, you know, the hope that Obama will do things that will make your life and other people's lives better. There's certainly nothing wrong with wanting a better life. What do you think Obama can do?
He can do anything he want to do. He's the president. It might take a little time, but, you know, he can do anything. The president, he wanted to build me a house from the ground. He could do that. He's the president.
But he would have to take it from somebody else to do it.
Right? That's like anybody else.
And then he would have to choose who got to build it. And, of course, that'll be his friends.
But that's okay. He's the president. He got that pool to do whatever he can do. They go to that Obama file.
Go ahead and take it.
All right there. Hello? I'm on the air. I can't talk to you guys. My minutes are up. My Obama file.
Continue. So, but don't you get that kings and presidents and others would say, just do it before. And it's called tyranny. I mean, there's got to be rules that the president just can't do whatever he wants.
That's true. He's the president. He can do everything he wants to do, but, you know.
Did you see all the people? Well, we'll talk about it later. Let's take some phone calls right now. Ryan in Texas, you are on the phone with the real live Obama phone lady. Go ahead.
Hi, I was wanting to you know, really know what deep down made you support Obama.
Deep down, why does she support Obama?
Yeah, it's like the core reason why, like, that makes her support Obama.
I mean, is it reflected glory? I mean, is it that you feel like you're part of something?
No, I didn't feel like I was part of anything. I had a job to do. Like, now I got a job, I'm making a little money, and when I did the campaign for Obama, I made the big money. But as I was out there campaigning to get voters to vote for Obama, you know, one thing I pressed was, what kind of phone you got? And it was like, Obama phone. How you get it? They didn't know like I didn't know. So that was wrong, led me to get them out there for the vote. But if you really look at it, if you got a quarter, you ain't saying where the quarter come from. It's just a quarter. Just like the phones, they were free.
No, I understand. It's Pavlovian. I mean, the government is giving you something, therefore it must be good. But take your job you've got now. Did you know the payroll taxes just went way up, the amount of money they're taking out of your check? Remember, Obama said he wouldn't raise your taxes.
No, I didn't. I haven't got a check yet.
Well, listen, we're going to have to try to work this out because I'd like you to do some auxiliary reporting for us. But I first have to get you to the point where you understand. I mean, you everybody's heard about government doing medical experiments on people. Caller, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I was also wanting to know her views on the gun control bill they're trying to pass.
I'm going to ask her that when we come back from break, because that's a big one, and I want everybody to be able to respond to that. When we come back from break, we'll get into the gun situation. I asked her about that last night, and we'll get to some of these Twitter questions as well. Thank you for the call, Ryan. We're going to go to Jerry and others also on the other side of this quick break, and she's with us. Michelle Dowry is in studio with us, and she is the Obama phone lady. And if you want to see the quintessential Obama voter, I think she represents it. She's a nice lady, and I understand that this country's in a depression, and you get to a point where, you know, the government is there providing for you. You start having allegiance for it. So pretty soon the government takes from one group, gives to another. They've got them at a subsistence level. There's no real economy left. Everybody's on the government plantation, and game over. The globalists win. We'll come right back with the one, the only, the Obama phone lady. It's very, very somber in here. We've got a lot of video of her behind the scenes. She's a crackerjack. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
How'd he give you a phone?
You sign up if you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Let's talk about it.
He sucks.
Okay, we're here with the real live Obama phone lady, and now her name is revealed. She's that mystery person. I'm like, I want that lady on. What's her name? Let's find her. And our listeners found her. Now, she's since been called by The View. She's reportedly going to go on that soon. And a bunch of other stations, but she's here first with us, and she's a little subdued today. I think we had a few too many beers last night. I'm joking. We didn't know, actually, we did. Anyways, but she's going to be on the nightly news with us tonight as well, and I want to go back to your calls. I want to go over a whole bunch of issues. I want to take your Twitter questions here today, but you heard the last caller, but we were going to break. Where do you stand on the right to keep and bear arms? You're not a Perry Mason up on the courtroom. We're not. We just want to know where you come from. Where do you stand on the Second Amendment? Where do you stand on the right to own guns?
I'm against that.
There you go. So you want the government to have guns, but not the people?
No guns at all. Have faith in God.
Well, God has faith in those that have faith in themselves. See, I mean,
I'm not into the guns, you know, and to me it's a lot of nonsense with that.
I'm not into guns with the government having them.
No.
I mean, the government has bought 1.6 billion bullets,
right.
Armored vehicles, helicopters,
right.
SWAT teams. A SWAT team busted in and shot an innocent guy 16 times, and the and they said it was justified because he was reaching to turn the light on, and they lied and said he had four guns, which he didn't. Even though they got caught lying, because it's about officer safety. So I got an idea. How about everyone on Earth but police commit suicide? 6,300,000,000 people commit suicide. But the 15 million police or so worldwide, for their safety. Because if they think it's their safety, they kill you? How about everyone on Earth commit suicide so they're safe? That's what the New World Order wants. They want to have world government to set up a medical tyranny to force cancer virus injections into us via vaccines, and GMO they force feed us. And these globalists think we're so dumb, Michelle, they've written books how they're doing it to us. Do you know about, you know about Tuskegee? Why do you trust a government that you know nerve-gassed our own troops? That you know, did you hear about in New York City how they were giving little kids, mainly black kids, because the government loves black kids so much, wants to give you free stuff. No, they're not your friends. I'm trying to really reach out to you here. And I understand they've shut the economy down. I understand things are desperate. I get all that. I understand that. And what I'm saying is, the New York Daily News 6 years ago reported they were testing pesticides on little kids till they killed them. Now, see, I happen to care about those kids no matter what color they are. They happen to be mainly black.
Right.
Because for some reason, in the liberal intelligentsia, it's okay. But some of the CPS workers blew the whistle and said, you know, these kids are dying. Is this okay? Should we be killing them? Because we're the government. I mean, is it okay for the government to chain little black kids down and feed pesticides to them?
No.
Bug poison.
No.
Now, I mean, I can show you all these articles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that sound like a nice group of people there?
No.
Okay. You told me, you and Harvey told me why you want the guns taken last night, and I understand it. Why don't you repeat what you said?
Well, I don't want the guns on the... for the president to get them. The people out here, you could buy guns on the street. You could buy them from police officers. You know,
I know that's where you got to get drugs and everything, the police, yeah.
Right. And just by me being on your talk show and thinking about it, them are the biggest cruel people there is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just by you saying about the guns. You know, they go buy it. The president got all these guns and protected, but... what about the people that help you protect us?
Well, I mean, here's the deal. I've talked to people at MTV, multiple people, who said in the mid-90s, they said, we're going to promote this gangster rap to take over the culture. That's a time bomb. And the rappers are killing each other. They'll have $50 million in the bank, but to be a man, they'll shoot somebody. I get, because that's what Harvey, your husband, was saying. He goes, look, I've had nephews killed. I get that that's terrible and horrible. And there's a lot of rappers like KRS-One, who's one of my listeners, and others, and Professor Griff, who are saying that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It is a program for blacks to kill each other. So I'm against that inner-city violence, believe me. But that isn't a reason for everybody else to lose their guns. Mm-hmm. Take Chicago. You know they have the highest crime rate in the world?
Right.
We're on the radio in Chicago.
That's not for them. You're right.
But they've taken the guns there. Only law-abiding citizens then gave their guns up.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, if I could walk through with Obama supporters, and it doesn't mean you go vote for Romney. That's why we're in so much trouble. Did you know the very same interests fund both men?
Yeah, I knew that.
But then Obama, he is charming. He's like, hey, I'm going to take care of you. You know what? Did you see in the first campaign people going, oh, thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to get a free house. I'm going to get a free car.
Right.
And those people did not get free houses or free cars.
He didn't do nothing for Lee and Harvard. He promised them people he was going to get a big office if he win this time. You know, you heard him on the news say how he come back to Cleveland and Detroit and get us low black minorities to vote. But look how we living. All, Lee and Harvard and Cleveland, Ohio, still where his office at is still the same.
Well, I mean, and again, Obama said, I will not sign the NDAA. Don't worry about beating it. Because there was opposition, it was going to get beaten. He said, but I'm going to veto it. So people said, well, just let it pass.
Right.
Then he signed it.
Right. So he went against our word and signed it anyway.
But the point is, it turned out he wrote it.
Right.
I mean, this guy makes it's devilish lying. Okay, and Romney's a devilish liar, too. The point is that it's how far gone we are, Michelle, is why things are getting worse and worse. Let me play you a clip here. This is Obama saying your payroll tax, nothing's going up. Did you know more than 14 taxes are going up? And there's a 3.8% tax on investments. There's another tax on payroll. There's taxes across the board that have gone up on almost every American that works. 77% of Americans got a tax increase. You can just type that into a search engine. Now, when you get your next paycheck, I guess when you get back, I want you to notice in there all the little things that are taken out, okay? Now, are you rich?
Hecky no.
Did you know that Kennedy cut taxes by 50%? Do you know what happened a year later?
Gave it back.
Tax receipts doubled. Did you know the government knows if they cut taxes, there's a boom and that more money comes in? Michelle, why would they want to raise taxes?
I don't know.
Why would they want to chain kids down and dump pesticide down their throat?
I don't know.
See, did you see that news article about the top BBC presenter being a Satanist with kids?
Yeah.
Why would he want to do that with little kids? He's a Satanist, that's why.
Right. It's a Satanist.
And see, the devil comes as an angel of light.
It's true, that's in the Bible.
And we'll speak scripture. Okay? This government is the most evil government the world has ever seen. Our government funded Hitler and then destroyed him. Our government created Lenin and Stalin. Did you know that's declassified? You know our government put Mao Zedong in? Declassified. Mao Zedong conservatively killed 66 million people. The Chinese government says 80 plus million.
Mm.
You know how many people that is? A sports stadium is 100,000.
That's almost more or over. 140 you got.
Yeah, 100,000 people. How many sports stadiums is 80 million people?
Two, three.
Starved to death, lined up and shot. You know, our government shipped in shitloads of bullets, so you just mow them down.
Mm.
It's not our government. They're called eugenicists. Eugenicists, they're scientific dictators. Obama is reading off a teleprompter. And we've got to realize that the entire system is evil. And I don't want to sit here and preach at you. Let's play this first clip. This is Obama 4 years ago saying, I will never raise your taxes, not $1. Here it is.
And I can make a firm pledge under my plan, no family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase. Not your income tax, not your payroll tax, not your capital gains taxes, not any of your taxes.
That's a firm pledge. Now, guys, just because he's here, I know I've only got two guys here in the job, eight people. Will somebody just type in 77% of Americans got payroll tax increase? People making $30,000 or up. Got, now, is $30,000 $250,000? Is that a lie right there?
That's a lie.
George Herbert Walker Bush got thrown out of office for reading my lips, no new taxes. People tell me now, well, they just lie. That's what they do. Well, I know they're liars, so I'm not going to turn my guns in. Let's go to the next clip here for you. Let's play this clip. This is him 4 years ago saying, I'm not coming after your handgun or your rifle or your shotgun. Here's that clip.
When y'all go home and you're talking to your buddies and they say, ah, he wants to take my gun away. You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms. I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
Okay, what does the devil do?
What does the devil do?
The devil lies.
Lies, cheat.
What's the devil's number one name in the Bible? The deceiver. The deceiver.
Deceiver.
The deceiver.
The deceiver.
The enemy.
The enemy.
I know a deceiver and an enemy when I see one. Now, did he just pledge to me he wouldn't come after my guns? Now they got bills he supports that will make me hand in all my semi-autos, my handguns.
Yep. He lied.
And here's what's even worse, Michelle. They've all written papers in our public saying they want all our guns taken. Right. And then Piers Morgan sits there and says, nobody wants your guns. That makes me mad. He's lying to my face.
Right.
Okay. Michelle, I'm going to give you some films covering eugenics, what they're really doing, and then we're going to have you back on. But when we come back, we're going to take more calls, get to more questions, and more lies with Obama Phone Lady. I'm Alex Jones.
All right.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
She's here. She's the Obama lady. I promise we're going to your calls here in just a moment and a bunch of your tweet questions. But look, we're getting right down to the bottom of it here. You know the government's corrupt and bad. And so you're like, oh, there's all this emotion about the poor kids. Yeah, let's turn our guns in. But you start thinking about, hey, who's really running things? Is it good to have only the government with guns? And then it sounds like you're starting to agree with me.
Well, that I learned and found out, and you showed me in paperwork and on TV what he said. You know, I don't put nothing past anybody. I've been a mother of five kids, single mother, and they told me if I sign my name, they're going to give me so much of food stamps, so much of cash. But then they put me on a budget and say, this is it. If the rent's $600, you're only giving me $300, how am I going to make it with five kids?
But see, that's the end of humanity, where they break up our families and the state pays for things and they control everything.
Well, you got a point there, because I'm a living example right now. When I lost that job.
Your piece fell out. It's okay. Hey, guys, come help her, please. Because she had it off, and I put it back in, and I don't really know how to do it.
Well, here I go. Like when that's.
He's going to help you. Go ahead. So it's good radio. By the way, you're wound up during the breaks. Just be yourself. Go ahead. Okay. I'm not telling you to be wound up, but you're wound up normally.
Okay.
It's not like you're in a courtroom or something. Go ahead.
Well, see, like I was saying, I don't hear anything.
That's because we're not taking calls right now. Okay. But go ahead.
Well, see, like I was saying, listening to Alex Jones, and he's telling me, and I seen it on the news. That's true, because those people wired me up to work for $11 an hour. And for a couple months, and then they threw me out the door. They got what they wanted from me, and you're off. And that's true, because even when I got a paycheck, I went to the boss and I said, you mean I worked and you didn't take out any taxes? Now, how could you do that? Because I'm working for Obama? He should get the same privileges I'm working for.
Well, you're a contractor is why it happened. But I've noticed with the Obama folks, they won't even give people the tax forms because they're above the law.
Well, we didn't get a tax form. They didn't take out any taxes. It didn't go. Now I got a job that hit right to the government with the welfare. My stamps got cut, everything. When I was working for Obama, I got everything off the trip. That right there tells you that it's not right.
Well, look, all I can say is they're doing everything they can to make it not pay to actually work. Or if you do work, you can't live on it.
I can't. And that's true, sir. I just got a job, and I'm glad I met you, Alex Jones. I just got a job, and I'm making a little bit, but it's not what I was making with Obama. When I was with Obama, I was making a nice dollar to pay my rent. Here it go. After November was over, I'm out of a job. I couldn't even apply for unemployment or any of that. So, like he was saying, like you say, Alex Jones, I believe that. Because when I got out of work...
We'll fix your piece after the break. I'm sorry. I'll get it plugged in properly and get you audio and stuff, okay?
Keep talking?
No, it's okay. Just don't worry about it, okay? You just got up, got unplugged, never got plugged back in, right? We're going to get you audio during the next thing. Or we can just do this whole segment on it right now. Again, this is a program of domination, a program of total control. This is a program of domestication. That's what's happening. Let's jam a phone call in here. Jerry in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there, Michelle. You know, you should check out Dick Gregory's interview with Alex Jones. It'll clue you in a lot to what's really going on in the world and give you a better perspective, because you know Dick Gregory. He's been around for the civil rights movement. He's been part of everything. He's seen everything. He's the man who knows the real world. He knows 9/11 is an inside job. He knows they killed JFK, RFK, and Martin Luther King, and they're the people who want all the guns because they want to put us in the damn camps.
That's
the end of the story. You know, they want to make us dependent so we can't live on our own. We can't make our own money and stuff like that. And you got to realize this is a sucker game. And I'll give you one good example. The guys who basically funded Romney and also funded Obama, Goldman Sachs, you know, they played derivatives on foods around the world. And everybody's been screaming, every civil rights group, because they've been killing millions of kids, because every time they push the prices of food up through their manipulation of the food prices, they're killing millions of kids in Africa, in Asia, Obama says nothing.
Yeah, exactly. When food goes up, like, this is a great call. I'm going to hold you over, sir. Stay right there. I'm going to come back to you, Jerry. He's exactly right. When they increase food prices 30-40% here, people just might not get as much food. Most people are living at a subsistence survival level. They starve to death. And then the answer is, oh, well, there's too many people, let them die anyways. Okay, let's just say that's true. I don't agree with it. The globalists see us exactly the same as well. They want us dead. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
InfoWars.com. You can see some of the great Photoshop artwork by the InfoWars graphics team. It's Piers Morgan machine gunning the Bill of Rights and Constitution with an AR-15. Rahm Emanuel, take American people out of Second Amendment debate. And he is now announcing that they want to use executive orders. Again, they're expanding that. Chicago mayor, limit access to guns. Chicago mayor and former Obama chief of staff Rahm Emanuel has proposed restricting the discussion over firearms ownership in America to law enforcement. I mean, what a dictator. Guys, will you get that audio for me? It's just unbelievable. That's up at InfoWars.com. This is just off the chart. And again, I covered this at the start of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, they are saying they're going to use executive orders, rulemaking, but Schumer came out and said, we'll just order gun shops to do what we want. And by the way, you're like, well, they can't do that outside law. The ATF's already been doing that. So Michelle, Obama phone lady, we're going to go back to the caller, Jerry, and then hurry through some others and get to some Twitter questions. You're going to be on the news with us tonight for a more lively discussion. I know we're just, a little more calm here, except during the breaks. Why are you so restrained right now? Which is fine. I guess we're having a serious discussion.
Well, I'm phenomenal about what's going on, and I thank God that I came here because I seen it with my own eyes. And
I guess, I mean, all you were saying you've never seen the footage of yourself except on smartphones. You have a computer at home?
No.
So all you've got, mainstream television.
Mainstream television and my Obama phone.
Which isn't a smartphone, right? It's just a regular phone.
Regular phone.
So, yeah, because we couldn't send you text messages. So, literally, what's the number? I saw a number like 65 million Americans only have access to a television.
Oh, it's a lot of them.
How many people in your community did just only have a television?
Oh, a lot. A lot of people.
And so you didn't know he told all those lies?
No.
I've got a bunch of others.
But I knew that he lied because about 4 years ago when I worked for the Obama campaign, he said he was going to renovate Harvard in the Lee area. And that's where he started, where I started campaigning for him. Here it is, 4 years went on, and now I'm at another 4 years. And that place still looks the same.
Now, they've only put a few hundred billion into infrastructure, which is, if you are going to have government funding, that actually gets the economy going and gives people, real people, jobs.
Right.
If it's not given your select buddies only. But they've spent, last time I saw, something like $47 trillion has been, $47 trillion. You have to understand, the whole country's GDP is like 47 trillion. I think I said billion. Those numbers are so big. He only spent a few hundred billion on infrastructure total in the last 4 years, and then $47 trillion to offshore megabanks. You're like, well, where'd that money go?
Right.
It went into derivatives, so it didn't even really go anywhere. It was propping up garbage. And then you're like, well, okay, well, then why are they doing it? To suck real money out of the economy and get us into debt. See, we've been signed on. It'd be like if I put a chain on your leg, okay, that was impossible to get off, tied to, let's say, a bowling ball that weighed 500 tons.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to ever be able to pull out of that?
No.
Okay, what if I threw you over the edge of a dock with that on your leg?
No.
So now you're going to be on the bottom of the lake.
Right, right.
It's impossible, and it's not our debt. So what I'm saying is, Michelle, they're predators. They're bad. They do everything they can to bankrupt you so that you've got to go to them because they want control.
And that's true because I'm a show, for instance, how you say of control. I had a friend that was a school teacher, and when she lost her job, she went to apply for the unemployment. They turned her down. When she went to the welfare, they gave her the money. But by her not being, you know, have you worked in, as a school teacher, and now you're not working and you're on government assistance. Do you know how low that is? So she dropped down that low. She started drinking beer. They sell beer in the store, but she would get so drinking. I guess her mind went crazy, but she would drink so much beer. Then it got into what the system got in her life. And I was like, well, how could they take that quick? And just by her applying, losing her job, applying for the government, they contacted her, took her kids, put them in foster care and all that. And I'm like, here it is, a working woman, been a teacher for all these years, and it wasn't enough money after she lost the job or laid off
her. And they took her kids. And
her kids. But if you go down of the lane of how she got corrupted like that, you know, when she got corrupted, she started drinking. When she got drinking, I'm like, it got to be help. Let's see about putting her in a place. When we tried to put her in one of those detox places, by her being on welfare, she couldn't get in. I'm like, here it is, a woman need help just because of her welfare. She can't get in. But it really hindered a friend of mine. And I couldn't feel that she worked 12, 13 years as a school teacher. She bought this humongous house for these 7 kids. And today, right now, all 7 are her kids, they went through that stage with that, but they're doctors, social workers. They really.
There you go. You know, the average foster child is on 7 psychotropic drugs, about 67, 68%. And those drugs are designed to fry their brains.
Right.
Did they put the kids on drugs?
Well, they tried to get me. I got a son that was tested of HHD.
Totally made up.
Totally. I got a doctor. The gas get cut off by me, my family, and everybody going to Agnotaway, and I'm putting her on there. Agnotaway is a good doctor in Ohio. She knew me, my parents' parents. It's like a generation went down. And
see, that's family. Family is power.
Right.
The system wants to get rid of that. And they don't. And they want federalized health care so that doctor can't do what they want. The state wants to be the doctor. See, they're going to
believe that because the day right now, my doctor is getting old. Her and her husband used to take care of me. Now my kids go to her. The husband has got a lot of arthritis going on. He ain't in there no more. It's just her. But people are smart. They're from China. You know what they're doing? They're sending a whole family to take up for what she's doing. The mother, the first it was the husband and wife at Nottaway. Now it's the kids, the husband and the wife being doctors. You know, like I told you about Alex Jones' show, that little kid of yours, he's going to be the next Alex Jones. Believe that. We get old. We can't keep going on and on.
That's the plan.
That's the plan. But I'm quite sure if something happened to you, this little kid going to be here if this is what he like doing.
That's all. You can't drag him away from it.
No.
He's a lot smarter than I am.
And just like they say, it's what we teach him. I have kids now, and they told me, you can't send that son. I got a son that I grew up on welfare and a low black minority single parent with five kids. That's Satan the devil is a liar. My son is Tyrone Mixon. He graduated from Hiram College. He's a social worker, a VA social worker. But
see how he survived the system, but now he works for the system.
Right. But only way that he got through was that for me being a low black minority with my low income. Because we couldn't use the dad income because he worked at Chevy Boulevard. We had to use my income with my five kids. And I couldn't understand that, but as we kept going and he went to Hiram for 4 years, we were eligible.
All right, let's go back to the calls. This is amazing. You're getting wound up now. Ooh, and we got a lot of great footage, too. You're awesome. Let's go ahead and, again, Obama phone lady is here. And some people online thought I was going to get her here just to be mean to her. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't need to be mean to people to feel powerful about myself. It is upsetting, you're saying, I vote for Obama, I'm going to get a free phone, he's going to do more. But there was that humanity, and you knew it was funny when you were saying it. And so, yes, we're laughing, but we're not really laughing at you, we're laughing with you. What did you think I was going to do when you got down here?
Well, one thing about it, and two for sure, you can't nobody make you look funny if you don't allow them to make you look funny. I knew whatever thing I did on YouTube with Obama, the people were not happy. And I don't know why, but I was happy because I was out there campaigning. And when it came time for that cameraman to run up on me, I said, if he run up on me again, I'm talking. And our bosses had already told us.
Hey, your bosses had told you? Sorry.
He had already told us. The cameraman's run up on you, you leave him alone. I said, not me. Walk 2 miles. And the man keep brushing me with a camera. He pushed me, and the next time he pushed me, I got to talking. It was more than just me talking.
Oh, wait a minute. That guy pushed you to get you mad.
He pushed me, and when he pushed me, he started talking. What are you going to do? And Aronomy was just getting out the truck.
Now, you call him O'Romney.
Aronomy. Aronimo. Aronomy fool.
Tell us about it. You saw Mitt Romney. Tell the story.
Well, while I was campaigning, as you've seen on YouTube, we were walking in the circles, but Aronomy was standing there and just got out of a truck entering the building. And they told us to holler and hold our signs up and say more and more to them. And if I can holler at Aronomy, what about this little man with this camera behind me? So they kept on saying, don't talk, keep it moving. It's raining, we're walking. I done walked about 2 miles, and then he pushed up on me again, and that's when I got to talking. But when I got to the office, the next day they was like, oh, we need you in the office, da 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 da. So I knew I had did something. That's why they called me the Obama phone lady.
Uh-oh, now you're starting to wake up. Look out. What would you say to that camera guy if you could see him again?
Man, where the heck you at, and why you do me like that? Because he ran off. Now, that cameraman who got me on YouTube, he got whatever he got. He didn't give me a name, number, card, anything. But I thank you for getting me where you got me today.
In fact, when you got off the plane, you were thanking Obama. I mean, I guess Obama is our great provider.
I don't know about all that right now.
Tell me about Obama. You like him, don't you?
Well, You know, I like Obama.
You think he's pretty handsome, don't you?
No, I think Harvey's handsome.
I wish Harvey is pretty slick, actually.
I like him. I love Harvey.
He looks like he could be in movies. Okay. Kind of a cool cat.
He is a cool cat. I love Harvey. But anyway, Obama, what I liked it about Obama, and it's just for me. When I campaigned this year, I was out in canvassing in the world of Cleveland, and a lot of people didn't know a lot. And one thing about it, I would be like, can I take your number? And they would be like, you can call me, but I can't talk back. I'll call you at another phone. I'm like, what? This Obama phone. And I was like, well, if a man gave you an Obama phone, is you going to vote for him? Heck yeah. I had plenty of people telling me, yeah, I'm going to vote for Obama, but I don't even got a state ID. I had to show people how in Cleveland you can get your birth certificate and stuff free to get a state ID so you can vote for
Obama. Did you see any illegals vote?
Illegal?
People that aren't citizens.
Yeah, I even got them to vote.
Oh, no, hold on. We don't want to. No, seriously, I was just joking.
I did. People that wasn't in.
Oh, no.
I had some people, foreign people, that had a paper stating that they were here. They turned over from. They call them Arabs. Arabs. In Cleveland, we call them Arabs. And the Arabs on the store, they've been here 2 years or whatever, but they don't have a state driver's license or a state ID.
You're saying in Ohio, they let people vote from other countries?
No, they had to get a state ID.
No, I understand, but the getting the ID allowed them to vote.
Right. Because they've been here, one dude told me he'd been here 3-4 years, and he never voted because he's foreign or not from here. And I said, how long you been here? And he said, 2 years. And I said,
and you're sure they weren't citizens?
No, they weren't citizens. Not if you ain't from America. They had IDs from Wyoming, W-Y-O-M-I-N-G, Wyoming or
Yemen?
Something like that. I knew they wouldn't because they talk like we talk, but they're not from here.
All right, Michelle, I just want to be clear. I like you.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make sure earlier, just to be clear, you didn't know that people that are foreigners aren't allowed to vote, right? You didn't know that.
No. But when they've been here in America so long, they could go get a state ID and vote.
I know. So they told you that was okay at the Democratic Party. They said, oh, go get them a driver's license.
If they've been here for so amount of uptown, because I had to check back with the office and see how they can vote. If they're legal, American now. They've been here so long.
So they were citizens.
They were citizens, but they didn't know that they were citizens. Well, I guess they did know because they still had foreign identification. But they've been here a long time.
And then you would help them go get a driver's license that allowed them to vote.
Right.
State ID.
And they were able to vote. They've been here for up some years. He said he owned the store like 4 years. He never voted. And I said, well, why? He said he never even applied for a state ID.
Have you heard about the problem of illegal aliens voting?
No.
All right. Well, let's just be clear. You're not sure if they were citizens or not.
I believe they were citizens because I took them to get an ID and they were able to vote. So they had to live here for a long time, a period of time, and just didn't know.
Well, you know, in California, they're giving illegals IDs. I mean, they give them to them everywhere. They give them to them in Texas.
Well, see, I didn't know that. In Cleveland, I know if you ain't got a state ID, that was my job title. If you didn't have a state ID, you couldn't go vote. But if I can go and get you can go with your birth certificate and Social Security and get a state ID, you can vote.
Oh, so they have birth certificates and state IDs.
No, they didn't have state IDs. They had them out-of-town IDs.
So they didn't have birth certificates.
They had birth certificates, but they had been here. They're legal. They're legal to be in Ohio. But they didn't ever...
They were legal immigrants.
Right. They've been here a while.
Were they citizens?
Yeah, they citizens. If they're legal, they citizens. They were citizens, but they didn't know nothing about getting a state ID.
All right, that makes sense. Okay,
yeah, that's citizens. What I'm saying. They were citizens.
They've been here, what, 3-4 years?
Yeah. Then they didn't ever. I've had a couple of them like that. I had girls 21. I had a lot of young girls. You know, they talking on Obama living in the projects. And if that phone stopped your minutes, what you gonna do? Go to a payphone. She had no other choice. But by him giving you that phone, this what I preached to him when I was in the field service. By him giving you that phone, do you want to give him a vote? She tell me, I don't know what Obama does, but you talking on his phone. Open your phone and tell me what it say as soon as you open it. She opened it and say, Obama. You know he's running for president right now? That's how I got it. And then you didn't even have to give me anything. Did you got your state ID on you? And they would say, yeah, all I need is the numbers. I could take them numbers off that state ID and give her a blue form where you can mail it in. You don't even got to go there. I got warrants. I'm not going to the Board of Elections. You don't need to. Let me fill this paper out and the ballot going to come to your house. When the ballot come in, you fill it out and mail it right back.
Wow. So amazing.
Stacks of people like that in Cleveland. You know?
Let's talk to Jerry. This is Wild Folks, Obama phone lady here in studio with us. Jerry in Connecticut. Finish up your point, my friend.
Yeah, Michelle, you seem like you're a believing woman. You know, you realize we're in the latter days. I'm sure you do from all the signs and things like that, right?
Right.
Well, why don't you look up Obama and November 5th Illinois state lottery winning? If God was going to give us an indication that this man is on the wrong side of this battle for our souls, then look up November 5th Illinois lottery. The number that came up for the pick 3-3, and this is not a, I checked this out myself on one of those, you know, check the numbers, you know, type mm-hmm. of thing.
Right, right.
Came up 666.
No, I remember. And then some others came up 666.
Right, yeah. I remember that, too.
Yeah. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention is the Tuskegee situation you kept talking about. Now, that guy that did that experiment in Tuskegee, he's an equal opportunity guy. They didn't put him in jail. You know what they did? They sent him off to one of the nuclear plants out in, I think it was in Ohio. And then he decided to do an experiment by releasing all those nice nuclear particles in the air to see how they would affect other people in the entire region. Isn't that nice? Our government is really working for us.
Yeah, they're really good people. I think we should turn our guns into them. More calls coming up.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All obviously, we're going to have to go into 20 minutes, 30 minutes of overdrive to get to all your phone calls and get to all these Twitter questions. There are so many. I mean, I've got hundreds here, and they're all so good. I'm going to try to go through as much quick questions for you and not dominate. Obviously, on the nightly news tonight, I think David Ortiz is doing the first part, but I'm going to do the interview part. She's warmed up now, folks. We're going to air some excerpts, too, when she got here yesterday on the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. But I'm also going to cover, man, this is bad. I covered some of it today, but I didn't get into all of it. The announcement is they're just going to go with executive authority. Executive orders, ordering gun shops to shut down, not to sell semi-autos. And now Rahm Emanuel has said citizens aren't even in the discussion about guns. The police are. Well, that's Judge Dredd. I mean, it might as well just become the Soviet Union. And this is where big governments and big police forces always go. While we obsess over the police, there are a lot of good police, and either a department's good or it's bad. There's hardly ever an in-between, but the feds want bad departments, like the Chicago mob-run Rahm Emanuel system. And Rahm Emanuel is a despicable person. Here is the mayor of Chicago, very dangerous person, saying that he wants the American people to not be able to have any input on their guns. Hey, punk, it's called the Second Amendment. Here it is.
One, it's all about criminal access.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about gun control. It's about criminal access to guns. That changes the debate. Two, put the police chief and the law enforcement community front and center. Everybody else, from politicians to whatever, take a back seat.
Mm-hmm.
Because the police chiefs have a credibility and authority and a voice on this, which is why they're all for there. I do believe, as it relates to both the type of weapon being an assault weapon in this case, or the assault magazine, as Mike has, I think, strenuously focused us on message on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the difference between, and I would, between a magazine that holds 10 and a magazine that holds 20 or 30 is a lot of different type of damage that's done.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the three things. I do think you can change this debate. I also think the country's in a different place like it was when we did Brady.
Man, the older he gets, he looks like a twin brother of Bloomberg.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there looking at him. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard him say, now, by the way, in major polls, 98%, you can pull this up, of police are pro-Second Amendment. Most of the police chiefs are anti-Second Amendment because they're getting federal money. And there is a guy up there who's an Israeli officer, by the way. It's just unbelievable. Saying, well, by the way, our tax money pays to get Israel guns, which I'm all for citizens having guns wherever, you know, Switzerland, Israel, wherever. And then he doesn't want us to have guns. He wants us to be like Chicago, where the citizens don't have guns. What do you think of that?
I think that sucks.
Well, there you go. You're becoming an info warrior. He gets to have guns and bodyguards, but we don't.
We need the same thing.
And you say we need a Second Amendment. Bad.
We need a Second Amendment. Bad. That's true.
How about an Obama gun? He gave me an M4. He going to do more. That would be constitutional if the government issued us all weapons. I'm serious. That's what taxes are for. The state should be taking taxes out to issue everybody that wants to be in the state militia. We should have grenade launchers, everything. You know, Switzerland has that. And they don't have any crime. Almost none.
That makes sense, though.
Absolutely. We're the people. We're the government.
Right. We got you in there. Right. Give us some. No, keep us safe. You feel me?
Yeah, you think anybody's going to be messing around? Everybody's armed?
No.
No, they're not. Yeah. And, of course, then all the tough guys will leave their guns at home. Bill, don't take your guns to town.
Right.
You know that song, Johnny Cash? Don't take your guns to town, Bill. Leave your guns at home, son. It's Obama lady.
The Obama lady in town in Austin, Texas, right here.
Can you say I got me an Obama M4?
What's that?
That's an M16. I got me an Obama M4, and he's going to do more. He's going to give me a grenade launcher under it.
Oh.
Say hello to my little friend. Overdrive, your calls, tweet questions, and more. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.